Welcome to this body scan meditation. Consider the next 45 minutes or so to be an opportunity to dwell completely in your body without any other place to go, without anything else to do, except to be present in this moment as it is. Choose a place where you'll be warm and undisturbed. And taking this time to settle yourself into a posture of some comfort. It might be lying on your back on the bed, or on the floor, or on a yoga mat or cushion. But if that doesn't feel right for you, you can do the body scan sitting up, sitting in a chair, or even standing. Whatever posture you choose, just taking a few moments to settle in, and allowing your eyes to close gently if that feels right for you. But knowing that you can keep your eyes open, perhaps keeping a soft, unfocused gaze a few feet in front of you, or keep your eyes half open and half closed, whatever feels right for you. Now taking a few moments to get in touch with the movement of your breath. Just noticing your body breathing in and out. And when you're ready, noticing any physical sensations in the body. Perhaps noticing the points of contact that your body has with the bed or the floor, your mat or chair. Notice how your body is being supported by the floor or the chair. And just beginning to have a sense of the body as it is. Being aware of any activity in the mind, any sensations in the body, any lingering effects of the moments leading up to this one. Just taking note of them. No need to push anything away. If thoughts are here, just noticing that they are here. And choosing to be aware of the body itself. Having a sense of the body as a whole, from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes. Thinking of your awareness as a kind of floodlight or spotlight that encompasses the entire body. Being aware now of the body breathing, allowing the breath to come and go as it does. And on each out-breath, perhaps allowing yourself to let go just a little more, to sink a little deeper into your mat or bed or chair. And reminding yourself of the intention of this practice. Its aim is not to make you feel different, or to make you feel relaxed or calm or anything at all. This may happen or it may not. Instead, the intention of this practice, as best you can, is to just be in the present moment and to bring awareness to any sensation that you detect in your body as you focus your attention on each part of the body in turn. And as you are ready, allowing this beam of attention, this spotlight of attention, to narrow and become a beam of light that moves down your body, down your left leg, and into your left foot, and out to the toes of the left foot. Now notice your left big toe, bringing attention to just this one small area of the body, and taking note of what you find here. If you're aware of sensations, such as the touch of clothing or shoes, perhaps warmth or coolness, perhaps some numbness or tingling, or even a lack of sensation, just notice that. And to whatever degree you may notice other things in the body, or passing sounds, simply bringing the attention back to this one point taking in what you are aware of, just here, just now. Not having to strain to become aware of anything in particular, but just taking note of what's here. And as you're ready, moving the beam of attention across the rest of the toes of the left foot, moving across toe by toe, bringing a gentle curiosity to investigate the quality of sensations that you find here, perhaps noticing the sense of contact between the toes, a sense of tingling or warmth, or perhaps no particular sensation. Seeing if you can be playfully aware of the points between your toes, where one toe ends and the other begins. Being curious about what you can find without needing to find anything in particular. Simply being aware of these toes in this moment, in this body. And beginning to move your attention to encompass the rest of the left foot, the ball of the foot, the arch, the heel, the sides around the ankles, even perhaps the bones and tissues inside the left foot. If you find yourself straining to feel something, or focusing diligently on any part, see if you can just soften your awareness and allow whatever arises to arise. Being aware, perhaps, of the complexity of this part of the body, to which perhaps you rarely pay much attention unless it's giving you some difficulty or challenge. Perhaps aware of the point of contact between the end of your foot and the surface on which it is resting. And each time you find your attention has wandered to some passing sound outside this room, or thought, or feeling, simply bring the attention back, in this case, to the left foot, not pushing your thoughts away, but simply choosing to feature the left foot. And now, taking the time to move that attention to your left ankle, leaving behind the toes and the foot, and featuring the left ankle. Being curious about what you find here. Perhaps not noticing anything at all. And if that's the case, just noting that. And as you're ready, moving this beam of attention to the lower left leg, the calf, the shin, the muscles and bones and tissue inside the left lower leg. And just holding this part of the body in awareness, just as it is. You may notice a sense of touch where your left leg touches your trousers, or the mat, or the chair. Perhaps there's a sense of movement of air, of temperature, warmness, or coolness. Perhaps tension or relaxation. If tension is what you encounter, not having to do anything about it if you choose not to. Just letting this experience be just what it is, without it having to be any different from what it is. Perhaps simply taking note of it as it is. And if at any point you choose to let go of tension, letting that be a mindful process as well, in which you are aware of the intention to let go, and then aware of the letting go, and returning to awareness. And now allowing the attention to move to the left knee, taking note of whatever you discover here. Maybe a subtle twist, perhaps no sensation, perhaps some discomfort. Seeing if you encounter whatever you find with a sense of playful curiosity, a willingness to be present with it, whatever it is in this moment. And always the opportunity to return to the left knee when the attention has drifted, when you find your attention has drifted to anything else. And now moving that beam of attention to encompass the left thigh, all the way from the top of the knee to the left hip, an area where some of us may hold some tension. If that's your experience, just acknowledging its presence, simply noticing where you feel what you feel, what's here just now, and letting go of it having to be different than it is. Letting go of any need to change it, to improve it. You might be aware of a whole variety of sensations. One part of the left thigh may be warmer than another. One part may be looser than another. Simply taking it in. Gathering the attention now and moving that spotlight across the hips to the right side of your body and down the right leg, moving all the way down to the right foot and into the right big toe. Encountering the right big toe just as it is in this moment. Noticing any tendency to want to compare it to the left big toe. Noticing any tendency to want to move it. Just tuning into the experience of this toe in this moment as it is. Even if what you happen to be aware of is no sensation at all. And as you're ready, beginning to move your attention across the rest of the toes, one by one. Taking in what you find, noticing what you find. coming back to these toes if your attention has gone somewhere else. Perhaps feeling the spaces between the toes, the separation between the toes. Simply being aware of the toes of the right foot. Moving the attention now from those toes to the rest of the right foot. The ball of the foot, the sole, the arch, the heel, the sides of the right foot, the top of the foot, taking in the right foot as a whole, including the muscles and bones and tissues inside, not having to be aware of any particular part of the foot or any particular sensations, but taking an inventory, if you will, of whatever particular sensation happens to be here. Allowing the attention to now move to the right ankle. Letting go of awareness of the right foot and noticing any urge to get ahead of oneself to move to the rest of the leg and simply resting here on the right ankle. Encountering it just as it is, without it having to be any different than it is. Slowly moving the beam of attention to the lower right leg area, to the calf and the shin, and everything inside. Just holding it in awareness, noticing what you notice. Along the way, you may find points on the body where emotion may appear, where difficulty arises. Seeing if you can continue to adopt to this same awareness, this willingness to engage with whatever arises, to encounter things as they are, and choosing to stay with the particular part of the body we happen to be on, in this case, the right lower leg, acknowledging the presence of whatever comes up and choosing to stay present in the body in this moment. And choosing now to move the attention to the right knee, noticing what you notice. moving attention now to the right thigh, just exploring little by little, not having to feel the whole thing at once if you choose not to, becoming aware of the back of the thigh, of the inner thigh, the outer thigh. Perhaps noticing each area feels a little different. Whatever happens to be here, whatever you find, simply taking it in. And if you happen to encounter any holding or tension, and if you choose to let go of that tension, being mindful of that process that begins with awareness and may be followed by a thought and an awareness to change the way that area feels. And then a purposeful letting go and a return to awareness of this moment. Choosing now to move this beam of attention from the right thigh to include the pelvic area, the hips, the buttocks, and the muscles, organs, and tissue inside the body in this area. Just being willing to encounter whatever you find. You may have begun to become aware of the effects of breathing on the body. You may feel a gentle rocking motion as the breath moves in and out. Very subtle. Simply taking it in. Always the opportunity to return to the pelvic area if your attention has drifted. If you find yourself thinking of other things, if your attention has wandered, just choosing to come back. And now, moving the beam of attention to the lower back, an area of the body many of us experience some discomfort in. And whether you experience discomfort or tightness, or looseness, or relaxation, or no particular sensation at all, just choosing to attend here. just noticing with gentle curiosity. What comes up for you in your lower back? Perhaps here, feeling the movement of the breath. Perhaps noticing if this part of the body is contacting the chair or the mat or the floor. And maybe not having it have to be any particular way, but just noticing how it is. And as you're ready, now allowing your attention to move to the belly area. The organs inside, the muscle, the tissue, and noticing the movement of the breath here. The gentle ballooning out and in that goes along with the breath, moving in and out. Letting go of needing to breathe in any particular way and just being aware of breath in this area as it does what it does. Coming back to the belly area. Noticing the movement of the breath. The gentle expansion, breathing in. And the slight deflation, breathing out. Coming back to the belly. And moving that spotlight of attention to encompass the upper part of the torso, the chest, the upper back. Being aware, perhaps, of the heart and the lungs inside the body, doing what they do, the subtle changes that happen as the breath unfolds, inhaling and exhaling. And the even subtler effects of the heart beating and the blood moving through this part of the body. Not having to strain to be aware of any of these particular sensations, but taking note of what you are aware of. Resting in awareness with the upper torso. Resting in awareness on the upper torso. Now, if you will, allowing attention to fall on the shoulders, a place in which many of us encounter tension or tightness or holding. If that is your experience, seeing if you can just be aware of the experience with gentle curiosity, just noticing. As always, you have the opportunity to change the experience, to let go of tension or tightness or holding. If that is what you choose in this moment, allowing yourself to be aware of the letting go, of the choice, and the effects of that choice, and always the opportunity to return to wherever you happen to be, in this case, the shoulders, peeling the attention off from whatever may have captured your attention, and gently but firmly bringing it back to this body, to this moment. Taking the time now to focus the beam down the left arm, past the elbow to the left hand, settling into the awareness of each of the fingers of the left hand. The spaces between the fingers. The palm of the left hand, the back of the hand, any points of contact between the hand and any surface on which it rests. Noticing what you find, whatever that may be. Noticing any urge to move the hand. And if attention drifts away, if thoughts come up, always the opportunity to return, in this case, to the left hand. Allowing the attention now to move from the left hand to the left wrist, a part of the body we may not notice much unless it gives us some difficulty. And moving now to the left forearm, seeing what we find here. Noticing the strong muscles, the bone. Even if what we find is no particular sensation, just being willing to encounter that. If attention drifts, always the opportunity to return to the left forearm. Moving into the left elbow now. Just noticing what's there. And the left upper arm. Noticing all aspects of the left upper arm, the inside, the outside, front and back. Tightness or relaxation, coolness or warmth, simply allowing it to be as it is. And directing that beam of attention now up the shoulder and across the shoulders and down the right arm, past the right elbow to the right hand. Tuning in to what you find in the right hand as it is just now, and letting go of it needing to be any different than it is. Seeing if you can playfully be aware of each finger individually and the spaces between the fingers. Not needing to strain, but seeing if this is just possible. And if it is, noticing that. And if it isn't, noticing that as well. And now bringing awareness to the right wrist. And noticing what you find there. And now to the right forearm. And to the muscles and the bone in your right forearm. If you find your attention is on something other than your right forearm, then making the conscious, mindful choice to return, to usher the attention back with the focus on the right forearm, without having to force away any other thoughts or experiences or sensations, but simply choosing to allow them to be in the background, to the side, out of the beam of awareness, somewhat. And now awareness of the right elbow and the right upper arm. Just taking it in, noticing what's here, and moving that beam of awareness now up the right shoulder and into the neck, and just settling awareness into the neck, an area of some challenge or difficulty for many of us. And simply tuning into what you find, perhaps an awareness of the flow of breath through this area, perhaps an awareness of the muscles and bones in this area, noticing any tightness or tension or looseness, anything at all, whatever arises in this complex area of the body, simply allowing it to arise and being present for all of it. Now moving attention into the jaw and chin and mouth, noticing lips and tongue and teeth. Just taking these in. Now awareness of the cheeks, the nose, the areas around the eyes themselves, the brow, the forehead. Noticing the sensation of any facial expression you may be holding. And maybe choosing to let go of that or changing that, but not having to. Just being curious. And the sides of the head, the ears, the back of the head. And bring in awareness to the top of the head. And now, as you're ready, allowing that beam of attention to soften and spread back into a floodlight of attention that slowly encompasses the rest of the head, the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the torso, the pelvic area, the thighs, the lower legs and the feet. Becoming aware again of this entire body, lying or sitting here, this whole body breathing. Not having it to be any different than it is in this moment. Taking this opportunity to perhaps feel some gratitude towards yourself for having taken this time to tune in, to be present with yourself, without any other agenda than to be present. To care for this body by simply attending to it. recognizing that at any point in your day, you can simply bring your attention back, just as you may have done over these past several minutes, gently but firmly, ushering your attention back to here. You can bring this quality of attention back to this body, this moment. Any moment.